On this edition of Makeshift Happen, Sean Sexsmith from Round the Bend Farms in the Carrot Valley. Sean, thanks for taking time out of, I'm sure, a very busy day.
We thank you for the opportunity, Mark.
Tell us a little bit about Round the Bend Farms. Where are you located, and how does it differ from other farms in the valley?
Our farm's about 30 kilometers west of the Paw in the Carrot Valley farming area. We're right out close to the Saskatchewan border. And our whole farm is kind of centered around a bison farm. And that makes us fairly unique just in the fact that we have bison. The next nearest bison farm is in Swan River. So we're the largest bison farm in northern Manitoba, we like to say. But we're also the only bison farm, so we're the largest just by default. Something else that makes us unique is we're really diversified in what we do. We have bison, we have pigs, chickens, turkeys, gardens, honeybees. And that's the way farms used to be, maybe 75 years ago. So I think we're probably about 75 years behind modern agriculture, just because we're so diversified and we really do operate on a really small scale.
What made you decide to start a bison farm?
somebody said to me once, "You should buy a bison farm," and I thought, "Yeah." So that's how it got started. I never grew up with an agricultural background. I always had a keen interest in agriculture, and part of my job prior to being a farmer was working with agricultural producers in Manitoba, in the Paw, and other parts of Canada. And I always marveled at them, and I was always envious of what they were able to do. And it was always kind of my goal to be a farmer of some type. And eventually a few things clicked, and I was able to do it. And I'll tell you, it's a steep learning curve.
Talk about the products that are created on your farm and are for sale and how people can purchase.
Well, I mentioned that we have bison, and that's our main focus here. So people can go to our website, roundthebendfarm.ca, and they can order a whole bison if they want, or they can just order a meat pack. Our packs start at $150, and they go up from there. And we also sell roasting chickens. And we have eggs as well, so we deliver eggs to town on a weekly basis. And if anybody wants to sign up for egg deliveries, we'd be happy to accommodate them.
There's a day designated in regards to farming. Talk about Open Farm Day.
Yes, Open Farm Day. It's in the later part of September every year, with the exception of last September because of COVID. And what that is, farmers across Manitoba, if they sign up to it, they'll open up their farm to the public. So anybody can come out to the farm on that day with their family, and they'll get a farm tour. And what we've done here in the past is we kind of take everybody around the entire farm, so they'll get to see the pigs and help feed the pigs and go to the chicken houses and collect eggs. And then we can take people out to the pasture, out where the bison are, in different modes of transportation that are safe so that you can be amongst the bison and not be at risk of getting charged by one. And it's a great opportunity for people to come and see how their food is being raised.
There's so much diversity in this community. Tell me, what does community mean to you?
To me, community is being able to drive through town and knowing everybody. Like, I might not know everybody's name, but we're such a small community, and we're all interconnected that we can really recognize each other, and we're able to say hello and have a conversation. And I think it's pretty cool when you go to the grocery store to pick up just a couple of items, and it can take you a whole hour because that's a social event.
And what reasons do you really want to continue to live in the tri-community area?
I think the opportunities that are here in our area are immense. We can do things here that I think would be really hard to do in other parts of Manitoba or Canada.
So talk about some of your favorite things to do in this area.
Well, when I first came to the Paw 20 years ago, what really attracted me here was the outdoors, the hunting and fishing and trapping opportunities. And that's what brought me here, and I still like to do that. But what really keeps me going now is the interactions that we're able to have, like through our farm, by growing food and delivering it directly to the customers.
Tell me, in your opinion, Sean, how can others help to create a strong community?
By uniting. You know, we keep talking about shopping local and supporting small businesses, and And that really makes a difference. And I think that's what can help bind us together and keep us strong.
Well, good luck to you with many years of successful business in the farming industry with your bison farm around the Bend Farm. And thank you so much, Sean, for making Shift happen in our community.
Okay. Thank you, Mark.